We are so excited because, of course, coming up on the 4th of July and all the celebrations that we have happening here locally in studio, Mike Martosha from the Baxter Village neighborhood is here to talk about, well, a parade, and everybody loves a parade. Good morning.
Oh, thank you, Patty. Yes, everybody does love a parade.
Yeah.
All right, so it gets started on July 4th inside Baxter Village starting at 9:30. Again, this is on Thursday, July the 4th. Mike, where does it start? Where do people need to park? Give us some of the specifics.
Yeah, so, you know, now that they've put that concrete median in, if they're at 160, it's a little bit difficult now turning left into Baxter at the Starbucks entrance right off of exit 85.
You're not supposed to anymore, is
exactly.
That why?
No U-turns either, right?
So, okay, gotcha.
You know, the best part is you can just get out one stoplight, hang a left there on Assembly Drive and come into Baxter that way. Or off of Sutton Road as well. Mm-hmm. We'll have signs up, but from a parking perspective, that's the best part about the festival. You can park just about anywhere. It's free. Lots of lots. No shuttles needed, that kind of thing. So I would get there, you know, around 9-ish or so. The parade's 9:30 because each year the parade grows. We have more than 150 units this year. We typically have 4,000 or 5,000 people come out for it. Last year, they line up on Market Street. So to your point, Lucas, mm-hmm. Everybody started lining up to watch the parade basically in Baxter Town Center. So around 900 Market Street, start lining up there, take your seats. Things kick off at 9:30. So in front of TCBY, Killington's, the Grapevine, all on there down Market Street, about 10 blocks where you can sit anywhere.
I'm just amazed because you've got about 150 entrants. And so often there are months and months that go involved, you know, are involved in parade planning. And yet you guys show that really all you need to do is just have fun, line up and start marching when you say go.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the part. And those watching are having a blast.
Well, and there is no sign to me. So if you want to be in the parade, decorate your Jeep, your vehicle, your business vehicle, get a marching unit, you know, bicycle, strollers, you know, a walking unit. Anybody wants to be in the parade, just be there by 9 a.m. behind TCBY in the huge parking lot we have. We start lining up.
Yeah.
And there is no rhyme or reason. You show up. I'll weave you into the lineup for the parade.
I love this.
Now, awards are given out, right, for the most spirited, the best decorated, golf cart entry, Jeep entry. So there are some awards that people can get. So get as creative as you want to be. And then after the parade is over with, folks can still stay in Baxter Village in Fort Mill because there's a lot of activities for the family.
Right. So Killington's and the Lucky Duck, which is our newest restaurant up there, those two restaurants are open for brunch as of 9 a.m. Morning of the parade. So before the parade, if you want to have your brunch, you can do that. Or have brunch while you watch the parade out in front of the restaurants, too. But then after the parade, there's also the Riverview Fire Department hose down.
What is that?
So that's been our signature event the last 4 or 5 years. So typically, anybody wants to get wet, you will get wet unless you step back 100 yards, literally. So they have the aerial truck out, and they'll hose down everybody on the street for literally about a 20-minute time frame, too. So it's not just a quick rinse. I mean, this is a big hose down. So a lot of the kids and some adults jump out there post-parade. Now, we have food trucks out there this year, too. So,
well, where does the hose down take place?
That's actually at the community center.
Because that sounds like fun.
Yeah, at the end of the parade route. So.
Patty's going to bring her shower cap, her bath towel, her soap, her shampoo, her bubble bath. She's going to use it as an opportunity.
Hey, if you take a 20-minute shower, this is perfect.
Yeah, really. So. I'm saving water at my house, so I'm just trying to cash
in. Bring the whole family. Oh, man. And that's great. So that's what, again, Baxter Village is all about, that live, work, and play mentality. And this fits right into the atmosphere there in Baxter Village. Come in, and especially if you live there, you don't even really need to leave your own neighborhood. And then, of course, go back to your own barbecues, cookouts for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
But it's the Baxter Village, Fort Mill, July 4th Parade. In fact, that's how you can look it up on Facebook, Baxter Village, Fort Mill, July 4th Parade. Starts at 9:30 on July the 4th, and then hang around for fun, for the spray down, for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever you want to do. But it's another great way to celebrate the 4th of July in our great community.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity. You know, we have 150 units, as Patty mentioned, and of those units, you know, we have a lot of Shriners units. We got cops and clowns from the Shriners. We got the Dune Cats, the three- and four-wheelers. We've got bands and classic cars. We've got all kinds of street performers. We have all three Charlotte Pro mascots from the Knights, the Panthers, and the Checkers, who actually won the Calder Cup, right?
Yes!
King of the hockey system out there. And then, of course, we have the Carolina Panthers band as well.
Perfect.
Coming back. So,
all right. Again, it's the 4th of July festivities inside Baxter Village there in Fort Mill. Check them out online on Facebook at Baxter Village/Fort Mill July 4th parade. The fun gets started at 9:30. Mike Martosha, thank you so much, sir. Have a good 4th.
Thank you, guys. You as well.